Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 488. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from LA's Bleached. The track is called Valley to LA, and it's on the new album Don't You Think You've Had Enough. It came out July 12th on Dead Oceans Records. The band has changed a little bit from the last few albums. Lineup changed as well. Still Jessica and Jennifer Clavin, but the rest of the band has been swapped out. It's a slicker sound. It's a little more pop, but it's still really, really good. And that track there, well, it doesn't sound a lot like the rest of the album, but boy, do I like it. You should have heard me singing along to that with the convertible today. Maybe. Glad you didn't. Anyway, lots of music for you this week. Let's keep playing it. Another Los Angeles band here, but we're going to jump back 25 years. This is Paid Programming by That Dog.
All the rest. Then the doctor left a message, said we're looking at these numbers from your chest. When you're lonely on the prairie, there's still a couple people you can call. When it thunders in the canyon, you get the feeling you're too small. The detective was expensive, but he thought it was something he could solve. I found her serving breakfast in a cafe on the Skyway in St. Paul. When we got to the Twin Cities, I said, man, I know some songs about this place. When they swept up all the empties, the parties always seemed like such a waste. When you panic in the city, it feels like one too many walls. There's an absence of a middle. The people are all higher in withdrawal. When you're lonely on the prairie, there's still a couple people you can call. When it thunders in the canyon, you get the feeling you're too small. Down there on the blankets, you can see the lifetime in their eyes. You can purchase what they offer, or see if they've got something on the side. You live your whole life just to travel to the place you're gonna die. You travel your whole life just to get out to the place you're gonna die.
So we went out to find those things, the things we ought to know. Too much.
That was a good set there, wasn't it? We heard from Tiger Cats from London there with the track Planet Thanet. That's on the band's last album, Pig City, which came out May of 2018 on El Sage del Primavera Records. An album I didn't know came out. I really liked the band's first album. The second was okay. This third one, I missed. It kind of splits the difference between the two. That song there is very nice. Very, very 2000s and very Rah Rah Riot and Los Capucinos and all those giant bands. But I enjoy that. Before that, we heard from Craig Finn with the track Blankets. It's on his new solo album, I Need a New War, which came out April of this year on Partisan Records. And maybe I'm just kind of getting tired of Craig Finn. The lyrics are still great, but I'm really looking forward to another Hold Steady record. Let's pick up the pace, Craig. And then we started that set off with That Dog from Los Angeles. The track was Paid Programming, and that's on the band's self-titled album that came out 1994, I guess, were re-released in the States on DGC Records. This is a brand new pressing, 25th anniversary. It's got some bonus tracks on it. And I was excited to see it come repressed because somehow I didn't have it in my collection anymore. So it was nice to revisit that album. Still a much bigger fan of their next album, but that first one, very good there. And Paid Programming, kind of nostalgic, isn't it? I guess that stuff still happens, but you're not forced to watch it nearly as much as you used to be when entertainment options were so limited. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Anyway, more music coming at you here. This is Guided by Voices. and they have left the building. That is Sun Eaters from Kansas City, Missouri. The track is called Cold and Wet. It's on the band's album Sun Eaters 3, Unfathomable Darkness. That is not their third album. It is the third of that series, and they're counting down from 12 with kind of a different series. And I guess when they meet in the middle, they're done. Who knew? Anyway, brand new album out on Lotus Pool Records. Just came out this week, July 26th. Before that, we heard from Guided by Voices with the track My Angel. That's on the band's album Warp and Wolf. Came out April 26th, rather, on their own Guided by Voices label. Not one of their greater albums, but there are a couple of tracks on there I enjoy, and that one's pretty good, don't you think? Anyway, I'm about out of music here, so let me wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 488. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com, or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here. Thunder Pussy is at the Wyatt Room on the 29th, and then into August, Old 97's at the Madrid on the 10th, Pinback the 14th at the Record Bar. On the 16th, Hank Von Hell from Turbo Negro is at the Riot Room. On the 22nd, Employers playing a good show at Rhino. On the 26th, Black Flag at Crossroads. I don't know how that works. On the 30th, LeGrand is at the Mini Bar. There's a band, Faya, playing September 2nd at Riot Room that just looks fantastic. I don't know anything about that band, but I'm going to get that record beforehand because the things I've sampled, so good. Teenage Bottle Rocket is at the 8th, or at the Riot Room on the 8th. On the 10th, Griff Rees at the Record Bar. And then 13th, American Football playing at the Granada. I had no idea that that band was ever that big, but I guess they are, and everyone loves them, and good for them. Anyway, I've got one last track here for you, a Kansas City band as well. It is the Appleseed Cast. They've got a new album that just came out June 28th on Graveface. It's called The Fleeting Light of Impermanence. It's kind of a post-rock, kind of an emo record. It's got a lot of different things going, and it sounds surprisingly good from a convertible when going about 80 miles an hour through New Hampshire. So if you get that opportunity, put that album on. I think you'll find it fits perfectly. Anyway, the song is called Reaching the Forest, and we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.